Shalom, Australia. Since Tuesday, Israel has been battling a wave of wildfires, which continue to smolder in some parts of Israel still today, after a day of massive blazes on Friday. Dry weather and strong winds have played a major part in the spread of the flames, and rain is not forecast for several more days. The losses will run into tens of millions of dollars, but there have been no lives lost. The first of the blazes was a forest fire that caused in the middle of the night on Monday an evacuation of the Neve Shalom community outside Jerusalem. On Tuesday, a major blaze in and around Zichron Yaakov engulfed dozens of homes and caused police to evacuate several neighborhoods. Eight people, including children aged 7, 2, and 10 days old, were treated for smoke inhalation as the fire burnt the surrounding forest and encroached on neighborhoods of private homes in the northeast of the hillside city. At least 10 homes were totally destroyed. Fire chiefs said a detailed prevention plan, with requirements for more space between woodlands and homes, had never been implemented, despite repeated warnings. The fire is believed to have broken out due to the negligence of hikers in the area who left a Finjan boiling. Also on Tuesday, firefighters battled blazes near a school in the nearby town of Atlit, south of Haifa, leading to the evacuation of around 200 students from the school. Israel called for international assistance even before fires broke out in Haifa, which could not be brought under control. 69 firefighters from Cyprus arrived in Israel yesterday morning to bolster their Israeli counterparts, stretched to their limit by the hundreds of fires that have burnt across the country. Cyprus, along with Bulgaria, Greece, Croatia, Italy, Turkey and Russia, France, Spain and Canada, have already sent planes to help with the efforts to battle the blazes. The Palestinian Authority has also joined the efforts to extinguish the fires, sending 41 firefighters and 8 trucks to massive fires in Haifa. Palestinian firefighters from Ramallah joined forces with their Israeli counterparts on Friday night to battle the place in Halamish, where dozens of houses were damaged or destroyed. And yesterday, the PA fire chief, Youssef Nasser, visited the Israeli fire service command centers in Rishon LeZion and Neve Elan. Jordan and Egypt have also joined the host of nations sending assistance. Both of the Arab neighbors, with which Israel has peace treaties, offered help and Israel accepted. The Prime Minister's office said that Jordan will send fire trucks and Egypt 2 firefighting helicopters. The show of solidarity from Egypt, Jordan and the PA was a welcome sign after many Arabic-speaking social media users in Israel and abroad have cheered on the fires, causing the Arabic language hashtag label Israel is burning to reach the third most trending tag on Twitter in several Arab countries. The newly arrived U.S. supertanker, a converted Boeing 747 that can operate at night, considered the largest firefighting aircraft in the world, joined the emergency operation yesterday afternoon, beginning with fires burning in the Jerusalem hills, where firefighters had been struggling to contain the flames since Tuesday. Throughout Thursday, more than 60,000 Haifa residents were evacuated from a dozen neighborhoods. Many of them were spending the night in centers equipped for such an emergency. Volunteers were drafted in. Police patrolled the evacuated neighborhoods to prevent looting and made several arrests. All Haifa residents were cleared to return to their homes on Friday afternoon, but there are nearly 1,700 people who are homeless. 600 to 700 homes have been damaged in the blazes, with over 400 of them said to be uninhabitable, and 37 have been completely destroyed. In the settlement of Halamish, a blaze that was brought under control earlier in the day rekindled in 3 different locations yesterday afternoon. The fire left 15 homes totally gutted overnight and more than 2 dozen others with various degrees of damage and forced the hundreds of residents to evacuate. Surveying the scene yesterday morning, local residents vowed to rebuild, even as firefighters worked hard to put out the last of the flames. Blazes were also reported near the West Bank settlements of Dolev, Alfei Menashe, and Karnei Shomron, although there were no evacuations there. Firefighters yesterday brought under control a fire that broke out at the Harashim community in the Galilee. Near the city of Nazareth Elite, 6 firefighting teams extinguished a fire that broke out in the Churchill Forest. Over the past 24 hours, there were 5 fires in the forest. In Nataf, on the outskirts of Jerusalem, Inhabitants were evacuated for the third time in 4 days on Friday as a renewed wildfire reached the community despite the best efforts of scores of firefighters to beat back the flames that threatened numerous homes there and elsewhere in the area. Palestinian firefighters joined the effort to douse the remnants of the fire on Saturday morning. Famed Nataf restaurant Rana's Kitchen burnt to the ground in the afternoon just a short time after a wedding party was forced to flee along with the staff. Restaurant owner Maya Ben-Svi, who watched as the building went up in flames, also saw damage to her home in the community. Authorities have arrested 23 people on suspicion of negligence or deliberately starting fires around the country, including many Palestinians in the country illegally. Some politicians have attacked the Arab community, saying the fires were started on purpose in nationalistic acts of terror. Allegations of arson have focused heavily on the area most affected by fire, the mixed Jewish-Arab city of Haifa. Detainees include three people arrested overnight Friday-Saturday in a car near Ramallah. Full and empty canisters of gasoline, rags, gloves and lighters were found in the vehicle. Another suspect detained on Saturday was identified by an official from the Israel Parks and Nature Authority as the person who set fire to brush near the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Police Commissioner Roddy Al-Sheikh said on Friday that investigators know who set fire to the woods near Nataf and that authorities were prepared to thwart those involved through deterrence and catching suspects through observers and patrols of the sky and on land. He said these are very simple terror attacks. Generally, the attackers themselves know about it only a few minutes beforehand, so we can't make preventative arrests. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described the arsonists as terrorists and said they would be punished severely. Interior Minister Aryeh Deri said their status would be affected, an apparent hint at possible legally complex future effort to strip offenders of their Israeli citizenship. Ayman Odeh, Israel's most prominent Arab Knesset member, who is from the Haifa area, called any acts of arson pernicious crimes and said those responsible are the enemies of us all. Arab-Israeli leaders have argued that their communities, which make up about 17.5% of the country's citizens, are as much affected by the fires as the Jewish population. In Haifa, the city's mosque was open as an evacuation center, with the Muslim population offering bedding and food for those in need. Finance Minister Kahlon has promised that the state will reimburse any losses due to terrorism, and he is looking at a plan to reimburse all losses to all victims of the fires and then work with insurance companies to have them pay their share. The Ministry of Environmental Protection yesterday warned of high air pollution in southern Israel, in particular the Arava region, the Dead Sea and Eilat. The ministry recommended that anyone suffering from heart and lung problems, the elderly, children and pregnant women in the areas, remain indoors. Lower levels of air pollution were also reported in the rest of the country after the days of fires, which filled the air with thick smoke in multiple locations. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.